Hi, and welcome to Gateway Unlocked, MasterCard Payment Gateway's podcast, where we connect with teammates across the globe and organization on payment trends, innovation, and ideas that are shaping our business. Today, we have a very special podcast where we talk about women in tech. I'm Ann Herrera, and today I'm joined by Kim Simon, Senior Vice President of Business Operations. Kim, welcome to the podcast. This is exciting because it's actually the second time I've had you on this podcast, and you were an amazing guest last time talking about peak season preparedness. And I knew then I had to have you back on the podcast because of your expertise and just the vision that you bring for payments, and especially as a woman in technology as well.
Oh, you're making me blush, Anne, but thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm excited to be here.
We're really excited to have you on. We also had Saima Sadiq on as well. She was just one of the women who won a Tech Women 100 award in the UK. It's really exciting, especially as a female myself, to have all these wonderful pockets of intelligent, bright, and successful women in tech. And if you think about where we've been, and even let's talk about the past 50 plus years, you know, since MasterCard's evolution, we've come such a far way.
Been in this industry over 30 years. And yes, I started when I was really little. But it has grown so much. I mean, I used to be the only female in the room. Now I'm joined by so many other females in the room. And it's definitely something wonderful to see. I've got more and more female role models to look to. And it's just been a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So 30 years. I mean, I agree. You must have started off as a toddler, definitely.
Toddler, definitely.
So what would you say, what was the biggest influence on you in several stages of your career? Like one, getting started, because I think even just breaking that barrier of saying, I want to do this is something that maybe women, especially back then, didn't really pursue. And then what has been the influence in keeping going? Because especially as being one of the only few women in the room, that's very isolating, very, you know, it doesn't show the camaraderie. And granted, we have amazing male colleagues, but what kept you going as well? What influenced you to keep you going?
Oh, you just hit on a passion question for me. So feel free to cut me off here because this is a fabulous topic. I don't have this monumental moment where I'm like, I want to be in technology. That moment never, like, there, no light bulb went on. What I can tell you is all throughout my educational career, high school, college, I just loved math and science. I just loved it. I had no idea at the time what I was going to do with it. I just really enjoyed it. I had a high school teacher, her name, and it was a female. She was a doctor. She was my chemistry teacher. We called her Dr. K. In short, she was like Crusher. But she was my very first female role model in kind of this science type industry. She came in every day with a positive attitude. She came in with that passion to teach. And I've tried to carry that on throughout my entire career. And I've really mimicked that passion. And then you fast forward, you know, many years, and I still have that. I still enjoy that. And now my role models are my peers and my bosses. Here at MasterCard, I've had two fabulous female bosses that have really inspired me and helped me keep that passion alive. The first manager that I had, her name, Gidget Hall, she actually retired from MasterCard. She was phenomenal. She gave me the confidence to go into that room of men and have a voice. She would tell me, play little head games with yourself. Every time you walk into a meeting room, say one thing of value, just one thing, speak up one time. Well, I mean, the old adage of practice makes perfect, it really works. The more that you practice, the more times you add that value, the more comfortable you are walking into that room with that confidence. So she gave me the confidence. I'm lucky enough to work for Kim Martin, EVP here at MasterCard. And I've had her now for 4 years as a manager, and she is definitely my role model. She inspires me for continuous learning. She inspires me to really be my best. She really gives me that passion and that drive to wake up every day. And one of her mottos is leave the world a better place. So that's really what I strive to do. Every day I wake up, I have that in the back of my mind. How am I going to make a difference today? Maybe it's in one of my directs in their growth and their career, or maybe it's a decision I made from a technology standpoint. They're all equally as important and challenging.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny because we hear this consistency in talking to a couple of other women in tech that we've mentioned, the influence that high school teachers and teachers have really had. And I think that's definitely important. And, you know, in a way, obviously you are slightly modeled after. So Dr. K, was she really crusher, like Star Wars or Star Trek?
She was big and mean. And yeah, she was. And actually my long-term career plan, I mean, so once I retire, my goal is to go back into the teaching industry. In fact, right now I'm working on my doctorate degree to go back and give back to those young kids. I mean, when I retire, I want to become a teacher. And just kind of complete that circle.
I love that. I mean, you are definitely, you know, when you talk about role models and you say, you know, it's your peers that, you know, influence you. But I mean, think of you as, I mean, you're a role model already. You know, if you look about your direct reports, me, even on a different team, you know, that cycle is definitely already started.
Right. And I'll even go one step further just as a mom. I have two female kids, two girls. And I mean, they have looked at me throughout my career and see me never settle for status quo. I have never settled for just happy with where I'm at. I've always wanted to learn. I've always wanted to, you know, move to that next level, whether it's, you know, advancement in my own career or whether it's just knowledge. And I will be happy to say that they're both pursue the science career. They're both in the medical field, one a doctor or one on her way to be a doctor. So I'm very proud of not only being that role model to my peers at work, but also as a mom at home.
Look at that. You're going to be a family of all doctors.
Yes. Except for they're beating me to it.
That's okay. It's okay. So what is it? Slow sometimes. Yeah, no, we get there. And already, I mean, so as I recalled from one of our last conversations, I think you're already volunteering with MasterCard to continue even the next generation of young girls and influence in tech.
So I got involved in a program called Girls Inc. It's a local St. Louis firm that really focuses on the STEM, and I provide assistance to young girls, helping educate them. What are even opportunities that are available? I can tell you when I went to high school, I had no clue what was available to me in the industry. I had no clue. I just knew I liked math, science, but I didn't know where I was going to land. So that's kind of the service I'm providing to these young girls, you know, helping them understand a day in the life of my job. What do I do? You know, allowing them to kind of see that viewpoint and see, you know, what do I do when I get up in the morning? You know, what's the first thing I do? What does my day look like? So I'm trying to, you know, share that excitement, share that passion. And if they have that same passion, then maybe that's something they'll pursue in life. And maybe I'll see them, you know, join MasterCard one day.
No, I would love that. I think that would be amazing. Okay, I'm curious. As a successful woman, what is the first thing you do every morning?
Read my email.
I know. Okay, I do the same. So many things say, you know, you should meditate, do yoga, put a goal in your mind, but
so fortunately or unfortunately, I run business operations. Which means I have to make sure that every day transactions work through our network. So I not only service the merchants who are, you know, relying upon income from these transactions, it's kind of their bread and butter, but I also have to make sure that our cardholders, you know, can pay for that healthcare that they're giving their child. So I would love to say I meditate. Honestly, I don't, because I don't have time. I have to make sure that the systems work. And I run a global team all around the world. So I really have, there's no sleep from the standpoint of my team. So I make sure that I'm available. I make sure that I know what's going on. And if things need to escalate, I'm there for my team. Yeah. So, but meditation's great.
I haven't had time to meditate either since I don't think I've ever, it's not in my nature, I think, perhaps is what to say. So, I mean, you have a very challenging job. That goes without saying. But I'm curious also, keeping in the vein of women in tech, what were some of the challenges that you faced in your career?
Oh boy, challenges that I've faced. I faced a lot of challenges, but the biggest challenge was moving from an individual contributor to a people manager. and understanding that transition. In fact, when I started MasterCard, that was a time where I decided in my life that I needed to be a better people manager. And I came into a job where I was no longer the subject matter expert. I was no longer the mother of the team that knew everything. I was the manager that had to rely and trust and understand my employees. So I really immersed myself into that. That was probably the best decision I've ever made in my career, because I think that's what has helped me become a better people manager, because I had to build that trust. And when I started MasterCard, I was the head of the Unix department. I came in as a developer. I knew nothing about Unix other than my applications that I wrote sat on the server. But now I manage. Then I found myself managing a team of Unix administrators. I'd never done it before. So I had to rely upon them, their knowledge, their expertise, understand how do I operate as their manager and provide them the backing and eliminate the roadblocks that they face every day. Probably the best 3 years of my career.
Wow.
So a lot of learning.
A lot of learning. That is a big transition, I find, that, you know, moving from contributor to that manager role. I sometimes think that women in that managerial role get perhaps labeled incorrectly.
Yes. Yes. And in this setting, my whole team was men. My whole team was men. I was the only female. And in fact, when I accepted the job, I even, to be honest, HR actually took me aside and said, "Are you sure you want this? You are the only female." And I'm like, "Yeah, bring it on." I have never let my sex determine how I act or behave. And I've never had that label that I feel. I've always been just that. I just am who I am. I come in with that passion. I come in with a drive, and I operate how I feel like I should, regardless of my sex.
That's essential. Like I feel that, you know, it shouldn't be, and I'm hopefully the landscape has changed now that
it has.
People aren't concerned of, are you sure you want to manage just a team of men? And I feel that that has evolved, that we aren't as concerned anymore about what gender is managing, you know, each other's gender. What else? So, I mean, the landscape, 30 years, I think even about the technology from then to now and how that's changed.
It's harder. It's harder. Technology. I mean, when I started out 30 years ago, I mean, we were just getting our feet wet, right, in technology. Now it's hard to manage. And I think the key is the continuous learning. Even as a manager at my level with 30 years experience, if I don't continue to learn every day, I'm going to get left behind. I think that's where we're at in technology. Things change every day. I mean, COVID, all the vulnerabilities, the digital age, the attention to customer focus. I mean, that stuff wasn't here 30 years ago. So just keeping that knowledge evergreen is probably the hardest thing that we have to do every day. And being stagnant is not an option. I can tell you my father, he was also in technology. And we talked today, and he's never had the kind of challenges that we face today.
Yeah, so that is true. I mean, always learning, always educating yourself, keeping ahead of the curve. I mean, honestly, if that's really truly possible, because the innovations that are happening across the globe, I feel like it's another revolution of just innovation. You know, it's like a technology revolution, honestly.
Yeah. And I'm seeing, you know, the millennials come into work and their drive, their knowledge, their, you know, it way surpasses mine. I mean, totally surpasses my knowledge. And I've got to listen to them. And you know, me as a 50-year-old and, you know, talking to a 20-year-old that has more knowledge, more, you know, it's a different landscape. And, you know, they bring so much value to the table. It's just a different world. And I'm enjoying it. I've embraced it. And I think that's what's going to take us as a corporation to that next level. That's kind of that we call ourselves an innovation company. And I think that's our key to innovation, is allowing those young minds to really do what they do best.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I mean, based off of our conversation, I think you're going to be an amazing teacher. I think you're definitely going to inspire other women and students and boys in your classroom. I would love to know. So, I mean, I do not get the benefit of being your direct report, though I have a wonderful female manager and I enjoy working for her every single day. But for the people who maybe don't get to interact with you as often, and for the students that don't yet get to have you as their teacher in their class, what advice would you give to them in pursuing a STEM career?
Oh, what advice would I give to them? Probably the biggest piece of advice is follow what you love. Don't limit yourself. And I guess, you know, the biggest thing that I think helps is establish mentors, learn about what opportunities are out there, because there's thousands of opportunities. Don't limit yourself. And really having that passion to succeed and better yourself is really, I feel, that formula to success. Yeah. it comes down to passion and drive.
Yeah. So no, I definitely see that passion and drive. And yeah, just don't think of the glass ceiling. Just move forward and plow with what your own personal goals are. I love that.
Now, and finally, I want to add one more thing. Be yourself. Because I think the moment that you're no longer yourself, you start, it influences your behaviors. I think you're best when you're just being yourself.
I love that. What a wonderful way to end. I love that note. Be yourself as a good ending note. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to look for more opportunities to chat with you because you're awesome. And thank you so much for everyone for joining us today. And we will catch you next time on Gateway Unlocked.
Thanks, Anne.